This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 16th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. All those mortgage defaults you've been reading about lately had mortgage insurance provided by some insurance company somewhere. Apparently, too many of them were insured by American International Group, Incorporated, better known as AIG. Now, the company may be looking to sell off assets to remain in operation, including International Lease Finance Corporation, its profitable aircraft leasing company. The last time ILFC was rumored to be for sale was in May, when AIG had just reported a $7.8 billion quarterly loss. Well, last month, AIG announced another staggering loss in the second quarter, this one over $5 billion. Last Thursday, AIG said it would persevere and announce a restructuring plan on September 25th. Investors panicked and drove the stock price down 31% in trading on Friday. Then, over the weekend, AIG rejected a low-ball takeover bid from a group of private equity firms. The stock plummeted another 61% yesterday. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports ILFC may be for sale again. In the short term, AIG has asked the Federal Reserve for a $40 billion bridge loan while it looks for new investors. The Fed is reportedly considering the loan. AIG has already taken $20 billion from new investors this year. An active U.S. hurricane season is worsening the company's plight. Insurance claims along the Gulf Coast are coming at a particularly unwelcome time. AIG also risks a downgrade in its credit rating. Some airlines resumed limited service from Houston, Texas, yesterday, following the weekend passage of Hurricane Ike. Others say they'll need until at least Wednesday. Continental Airlines, which is based at George Bush Intercontinental Airport north of Houston, planned to operate the vast majority of its mainline schedule to and from that airport yesterday. Continental Express and Continental Connection planned a reduced schedule, due largely to damage sustained to Terminal B. At Houston Hobby, the harder hit of the city's two airports, Southwest Airlines was waiting till today to resume limited operations, pending repairs of water damage and broken glass. Yesterday marked the first full day crews could assess the damage in the Houston-Galveston area. NASA reports the Johnson Space Center, located southeast of the downtown area, about 10 miles inland from the shores of the Houston Shipping Channel, could be closed throughout this week and possibly into next for repairs of roof damage at Mission Control. NASA says a 65-member team rode out Hurricane Ike at Johnson and has begun to transition to recovery operations, cleaning up debris, restoring power and other facilities and infrastructure. The center oversees all shuttle launches and operations on board the International Space Station. The evacuation of the Johnson Space Center ahead of Ike last week delayed the scheduled docking of a Russian Progress resupply capsule. That docking is now tentatively scheduled for sometime tomorrow. For now, the ISS continues to be controlled from Austin, Texas, and Huntsville, Alabama, where NASA sent teams before the storm hit. NASA says it's too early to know if there will be any effect on the scheduled launches of Atlantis and Endeavour. Larry Gregory, president of the Lone Star Flight Museum in Galveston, tells ANN his staff members are all safe, but the museum itself suffered damage during Ike's passage. Quote, "Damage to the museum is substantial. The extent of the damage has yet to be assessed by officials and staff. As soon as possible, we will let you know about reorganization and reopening," unquote. Before Ike's arrival, pilots were able to relocate several vintage aircraft. Larry thanks friends and supporters for their thoughts and prayers. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A controller says Sunday's 737 crash in Russia may have been pilot disorientation. The FAA covers an airport's legal costs in a NIMBY battle. And AOPA works to calm fears in North Las Vegas. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear Kit Darby of Aviation Information Resources provide details on what's expected to be a long-term industry shortage of new pilots. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.